Welcome to Oh Snap, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Snap. In this podcast, I will be focusing on the life and memory of those whose lives were taken at the hands of history's most notorious murderers, as well as those lesser known to the public eye. My mission is to give the victims and their loved ones the respect they deserve. In this episode, I'll be discussing the Florida Love Triangle. I'm actually in Florida, so I was and wasn't excited to cover this case. I know everyone knows the phrases Florida man or Florida woman. I've never heard of this case before, and sadly, I can't remember if I found this case on social media or if it was told to me. If you're listening and you told me this case, please reach out to me and I'll make sure to give you credit in the next episode. Sarah was an 18-year-old making straight A's and was going to college the following year to become a nurse. Her mother, Gay Ludman, said her daughter was a loving girl who loved going to the movies and the beach and loved bowling. She said Sarah was looking forward to going to her senior prom at Pinellas Park High with Joshua Camacho, her boyfriend. Gay said that the two had been together and that Josh was her first boyfriend and her one and only love. Sarah's parents noticed many changes in her due to the control that Josh had over her. They didn't like him, and from researching this case, I don't blame them. Rachel Wade was a 19-year-old who grew up in an average middle-class American home. She was happy, well-behaved, loved Disney princesses, drawing, and reading. However, when she turned 15, a switch flipped and a dark, argumentative side emerged. She was sullen and fought constantly with her parents, especially her mother, about curfews, friends, clothing, or anything to make her angry in general. If Rachel didn't feel like things were going her way, she'd simply run away. The first time, her parents would search for her and drag her home. Yet, as the incidents became more frequent, they started to call the cops instead. It became so frequent that the cops became very familiar with the Wade family. In the early months of 2007, Rachel escalated to physically assaulting her parents when she ran away. Jay and Joshua Camacho were well known among their peers in Pinellas Park, mostly for the number of girlfriends they kept at one time, and some of those girls bore their children. They used to depend on some of these girls for income as they rarely had a job. These boys were arrogant and unemployed, but for whatever reason, they caught the eyes of the Pinellas Park girls. The boys promised undying love as easily as most people breathe. They would pit the girls against each other and abuse them. Physical confrontation in public places, hate-filled text exchanges, screaming match phone calls, and road rage battles were regular occurrences among the Camacho girls. Sarah Ludman was Rachel Wade's romantic rival. This began when Sarah began seeing Joshua Camacho, Rachel's ex-boyfriend. The police spoke with Sarah 6 times in the first 6 months she and Josh were dating due to the public confrontations between the two. The feud started innocently with silly string, but escalated to shoving, then punches being thrown, slashed tires, and car mirrors being knocked off. Even though these occurrences drew tears, they never drew blood. Most of the insults and accusations were sent via cyberspace. Rachel left insulting voicemails for Sarah, and the rivalry became increasingly volatile. They would harass each other, and according to Rachel, Sarah would show up to the Applebee's Rachel worked at and would taunt her. Sarah told police Rachel repeatedly called her cell phone to leave threatening voicemails. Detectives have admitted that Sarah also made threats to Rachel. April 14, 2009, authorities say Rachel was alone in her apartment waiting for Josh. He was watching movies with Sarah. Rachel took her dog outside for a walk when she heard a car honk and she said Sarah yelled, "Stay away from my man!" Rachel claims to have been scared, so she called an old boyfriend, Javier. Javier told Rachel to go to his house. She left with her purse and a steak knife. At 11 p.m., Rachel went to Josh's house and saw him and Sarah playing video games inside. Rachel texted Josh saying now she knows why he's not talking to her and it's because he has her, referring to Sarah. Josh wrote back, "That's right, I don't like you no more. Why don't you just go home?" Rachel said that she'd wait for Sarah to leave. Just before midnight, Josh's sister asked Sarah for a ride to McDonald's. A friend at a stop sign told Sarah that Rachel was at Javier's house, so Sarah decided to confront Rachel. As she was driving, Rachel called her and yelled, "I'm going to kill you, you and your Mexican boyfriend." Witnesses testify Rachel said that she was going to stab them on speakerphone. Sarah went to Javier's house and saw Rachel speaking with Javier and their friend Dustin Grimes. Rachel testified that Sarah slammed on her brakes and nearly hit her and stormed out of the car with her fists flailing. Rachel claimed she was fearful and she stabbed Sarah's shoulder and her chest, striking Sarah's heart. Witnesses and authorities say Sarah didn't even get a chance to leave the van, that Rachel approached and attacked Sarah. Sarah clutched her chest and called Josh to tell him the events that transpired. Josh ran to Sarah's house and told her father, who drove them to the scene. Witnesses say, after the stabbing, that Rachel threw the knife to a neighbor's house and said calmly, "I'm done." When police told Rachel Sarah died, Rachel began crying. Hours later, she was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. She was booked in Pinellas County on a $500,000 bond, where she stayed through the conclusion of the trial. The True TV show, In Session, and CNN's Headline News televised the trial, which began July 20, 2010, with jury selection. Testimony began July 21, 2010, and prosecutors brought up the history between the two to show the murder was intentional due to the rivalry over Joshua Camacho. The defense argued self-defense under the Stand Your Ground law that Florida encompasses. Rachel's attorney stated that Sarah was very upset and that Rachel was fearful because Sarah was bigger and her friends outnumbered her. Rachel was 5'4 and 110 pounds, whereas Sarah was 5'9 and 166 pounds. The attorney brought up the Applebee's incident in which Sarah and her friends knocked Rachel's tray over, sang "girl fight" during karaoke, and taunted her. He also stated that the two girls fought before the stabbing and pulled each other's hair. The witnesses who testified for the prosecution were Josh, his sister, and Dustin. Javier testified for the defense. Javier stated that the two fought, but admitted he didn't see much of the incident. Joshua's sister and Dustin testified that Rachel approached the vehicle and stabbed Sarah. Josh also testified that he considered both of the women friends with benefits, but wasn't really seeing either one exclusively at the time. The jury heard the voicemails, which Sarah had saved 8 months prior, where Rachel had stated that she was going to kill her. This ultimately sealed her fate as the jury took 3 hours to find her guilty of murder in the second degree. On September 3, 2010, Rachel Wade was sentenced to 27 years in a state prison. The judge stated that he believed Rachel intended to kill Sarah. Rachel maintains that she acted in self-defense and attempted to appeal her case. In a March 2011 interview with ABC News, she said she believes that social media played a major part in the rivalry and the murder. She states that it gives people the ability to say whatever they want with very little consequence, which I believe as well. February 17, 2012, Rachel lost her appeal according to online dockets. While Sarah wasn't exactly 100% innocent, she also didn't deserve to die, especially not over an, in my opinion, ugly, self-centered narcissist. If you want to follow my social media, I'll link my private Facebook group, Instagram, and Twitter below, or you can email me at osnapatruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. I also have included my link tree in the show notes for ease of access. Until next time, my loves, snap out of it.